With Montana News, I'm Jenny McConaughey. The falling snow in Montana will impact the commute both tonight and tomorrow morning for western, central, and south central regions of the state. The National Weather Service has issued winter storm warnings and weather advisories this afternoon through noon tomorrow, with anticipated heavy snow, low visibility, and quickly changing road conditions. Snow accumulations could be up to 10 inches in some areas. Daytime slushy and snow-covered roads will freeze tonight, impacting tonight's and tomorrow morning's commutes. The Weather Service cautions backcountry conditions for hunters and recreationalists will be hazardous as well. Portions of western Montana are also under a wind chill advisory tonight through tomorrow morning, with winds gusting up to 40 miles per hour and wind chills as low as 35 below zero, which could cause frostbite on exposed skin in as little as 10 minutes. In Missoula, public officials are warning of treacherous road conditions. Around 4:20 this evening, the Missoula County Sheriff's Office posted on its Facebook page calling for emergency travel only on I-90 through Missoula County. The Missoula Police Department says it's, quote, responding to many vehicle accidents this afternoon, unquote, and warns response times may be slow. The University of Montana is holding a vape turn-in drive amid national concerns about deaths and illnesses tied to vaping. The five-day event started Saturday and will run through Wednesday. Those turning in vape pens and e-cigarettes can receive gift cards and will be entered into drawings for an Apple Watch and a set of Beats headphones. UM spokeswoman Paula Short says the effort also aims to spread awareness about the campus resources available for students quitting nicotine or tobacco products. Montana Fish, Wildlife and Parks and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are investigating several recent human-caused grizzly bear deaths in southwest Montana. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports.
A hunter reportedly shot a grizzly bear in self-defense in the South Gravelly Mountain Saturday afternoon. The hunter was uninjured and reported the incident to FWP. Spokesperson Morgan Jacobson says further details are unavailable as the investigation is ongoing. This is the fourth human bear conflict in the Gravelly Mountains this year. In September, four people were attacked in three separate incidents.
Bears are still active this time of year, and in effect, grizzly bears can be active at varying levels throughout the winter. People should still practice all the safety precautions that we talk about, you know, hunting with a partner, carrying bear spray, just having situational awareness of where you are.
FWP and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are also investigating two other human-caused grizzly bear mortalities that happened last week in the West Yellowstone area. One of the bear carcasses is located near the Oshelotl Lake or Red Cub Trail in the Hebgen Lake Ranger District. Custer Gallatin National Forest announced Monday an emergency closure for a one-mile stretch of the trail while the investigation into the bear death continues. Last week, FWP euthanized a 350-pound adult female grizzly bear in the town of Ferndale, east of Big Fork. FWP had previously captured and relocated the bear in early October after it broke into chicken coops. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.
Montana Congressman Greg Gianforte will hold a public town hall over the phone tonight at 6:10 p.m. The Republican will answer questions from callers and poll call participants to get their opinions on issues facing the United States. To join the call, participants should text Rep. Gianforte to 828282. Those who have signed up will receive a call from a Montana number at 6:10 and be automatically muted and joined to the call. Montana health officials today announced two more cases of lung injury associated with vaping and say they're investigating other possible cases. The Department of Public Health and Human Services says a Cascade County teen was hospitalized this summer and again in October, while a Lake County resident in their 30s was hospitalized this month. Both are recovering. One of the individuals reported vaping both nicotine and THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, while the other had a history of vaping THC. Montana has confirmed four cases of lung injury and one death associated with vaping. State Medical Officer Dr. Greg Holzman says the health department is working with local public health departments on more investigations. Federal officials have counted 1,604 lung injury cases and 34 deaths through October 24th. A Virginia man was killed in Phillipsburg Saturday after a vehicle hit him while he opened a gate for the driver. The Montana Highway Patrol tells NBC Montana the accident happened around 6 a.m. when the 75-year-old passenger from Churchill, Virginia, left the vehicle to open a gate. The driver, a 73-year-old Phillipsburg man, accidentally hit the gas pedal and struck the victim. The victim's name has not been released. A California man who told the Montana Highway Patrol he had been in Yellowstone National Park to visit Yogi Bear has been sentenced to prison for possessing over 8 pounds of methamphetamine. The Billings Gazette reports 32-year-old Manuel Paz Sanchez Jr. was sentenced late last week to 15 years and 8 months in federal prison for possession of meth with intent to distribute. Officers found the drug in the spare tire of Sanchez's rental car. The U.S. State Department will host the only public meeting over its recently updated draft environmental statement for the Keystone XL pipeline tomorrow in Billings. Olivia Reingold reports.
This is the public's first and only chance to meet with government officials in an open house to talk about the updated draft environmental statement for the controversial pipeline. A federal judge earlier late last year said the original draft needed further review of potential environmental impacts. Conservationists led by the Northern Plains Resource Council plan to host a rally outside of the meeting to protest what they say is an unfair comments process. Glendive farmer Dina Hoff helped plan the rally. So this is going to be run like an open house. What was your first reaction when you heard that?
My first reaction, I don't know if you can even say this on the air, but was bullshit. Everybody else should be able to hear everybody else's questions and the answers they receive.
According to the State Department, attendees will be able to submit comments through electronic stations, handwritten forms, and one-on-one with stenographers, but not in a public hearing format. Northern Plains Council Member Hoff.
That's not an open dialogue whatsoever. That's not a public and open dialogue.
She says the department has an obligation to go beyond the letter of the law and really try to educate the public on the potential upsides and downsides to the pipeline. The State Department did not respond to multiple requests for comment in time for broadcast. In its draft, the federal agency says it encourages public participation in the environmental review process. It says the department placed notices of the 45-day comment period in local papers through mail and email and placed hard copies of the draft statement in 6 Montana libraries. That's in addition to posting it on their website. The Tuesday open house meeting will be at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for AmeriCorps member.